Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
We are at 70 balmy degrees.
Oh.
Enjoy the 70 now because we are heating up. In fact, in Philadelphia, I'll tell you about the heat health emergency that has been declared on this. It's supposed to be the first day of summer starting this afternoon. But, you know, you talked about everybody being safe Juneteenth. Police investigating after seven people, including a teenager, were shot in North Philadelphia yesterday. This was before sunset, 6:30 last night, 2800 block of North Bambury Street. And
happy
so
Juneteenth.
I know. And that's, you know what, Miss Robin, to your point, they believe that this large crowd of people was out there because of Juneteenth.
Yep.
And so they said that this vehicle pulls up on Somerset Street. Three guys get out of the car. And that's when at least one of them starts, you know, just opens fire. 17 shots, 17 to 20 shots down the block from the intersection. So the victims all, you know, obviously they were looking for somebody, but just decided to spray the crowd. So they believe that the intended target was somewhere down the street, but we don't even know if the intended target was struck. So those,
but most of the people who were struck were women, right? Females.
Yeah, women ages 16 to 46, mostly female. And the youngest one, I believe, is a 16-year-old girl.
Wow.
So they all rushed to the hospital. I don't have all their conditions. I think they've stabilized all their conditions. They have released the description of this vehicle. And most notably, it has this, the trunk is being closed, being held down by this large piece of yellow tape in this dark colored sedan. So they're searching for the vehicle and searching through all the surveillance images. They have received some of, you know, some of that surveillance video and imagery. So hopefully we can get that out there. So the Philadelphia police looking for that. We have the Philadelphia Department of Health declaring, yes, a heat health emergency due to scorching temperatures this week. So it actually begins in less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock this morning, and is scheduled.
We'll break in at eight. No, we'll keep continuing live coverage as the temperature rises. We were all over this yesterday.
Yeah.
We have our thermometers all now synced. We'll give you the update in here in Florida, where it's been in the 90s for like 72 consecutive days.
Well, this is not Florida.
And we're still alive.
But everybody in Florida is more prepared for it.
I mean, it's we have 90 degree temperatures in this area. We've had them for hundreds of years.
I know, it's true.
How many people truly don't have air conditioning anymore?
Our schools.
Schools
don't have them.
But the asbestos keeps the cool air in, though, in the schools. Yes.
That's a sin.
But to be fair, I mean, there's no schools in session right now.
Yeah, Camden, they had to go to half days. So there are some, believe it or not, there are some schools.
Why are they still in session?
I know.
Are they dumbasses?
It's ridiculous. Well, they need to change.
For school?
Extra credits.
Yeah. I mean, there might be summer school, I guess.
Oh, yeah, summer school.
In some areas, that's true. But the declaration starts at 8 and then ends at midnight Saturday. So the
declaration starts at 8. So will we have like at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll play the we'll play breaking news, and then we will all get together and stop and now synchronize our you know, depending on where you are, because the temperature is different. You know how in the wintertime when it snows, people call the TV stations and put up videos of how much they have on their patio, you know, in the suburbs, how much they have in South Jersey, right? We have to do that. At 8 o'clock, I want everybody to be ready and make sure you tell us the temperature in your neighborhood so that we could all prepare to suffer together and hope that we make it stronger than the Stunads, as I like to say. Not stronger than the storm, stronger than the Stunads.
Oh, there's a t-shirt. Today. I'm writing it down.
Stronger than the Stunads.
So what is a heat health emergency? It means that they can unlock certain resources. It means money. And so they have the Philadelphia Corporation for the Aging Heat Line. Mm-hmm. The heat line doesn't open until 8:30 in the morning, but they will be open until midnight for the next
Not the hotline, it's the heat line. The heat hotline line will open later on, you know, when we play the clip of the day and all the other stuff, right?
Yes, this is true. Okay. And the city is opening 153 cooling centers and sites throughout the city amidst the heat health emergency.
Guys, I would like a moment of silence. I did not have to put the heater on in my pool yesterday, so...
Yeah, wow, it's warm enough to jump in. What's the water temperature in your pool? I do not go into a pool unless it's 90 degrees.
I know all these people that don't have...
90 degrees minimum.
I know all these people that don't have air conditioning. I feel for you, but yesterday... I did not have to put the heater on in my pool. So.
Did your cabana boy have to wear a shirt?
Now, I have a question. Just logistically speaking, I wonder how much money was spent on these cooling stations or these cooling rooms or whatever it is that you can go in and get cooled off versus how much it would have cost to give everybody a free
air
conditioner.
That's a great point.
I like the way Miss Robin thinks.
Yeah.
No, you're right. We have, by the way, Tony Bruno this week mentioned libraries where everybody cools off mm-hmm. at the free library.
Now, they were closed yesterday, right, because of Juneteenth.
The libraries were, but some of the pools, I believe, because I was actually calling some of the pools, because they're opening like three a day. So 60 pools across the city opening, but it's on a rolling basis. So
rolling
today,
pools?
Rolling, a rolling opening. Is what they're saying. So I think
I haven't blown my pool up yet. You know, normally I wait. You know, when I lived in the city, you know, you don't have pools in your backyard in the row homes in South Philly. So I would splurge and I would get the 3-layer inflatable pools. You know, the ones you
yeah,
blow up.
Sure.
And then when you're really rich,
yep.
then you get the 3-layer inflatable pools, and that baby's mm-hmm. open by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. By the way,
that's
Kevin,
fair. We do have a pool in the complex,
Kevin. Nice. Kevin Welsh on YouTube says, I went to school in the 60s and we all died because there was no air conditioning.
I did too. I died many, many nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the next morning, somehow I woke up.
No HVAC.
In a sweat. Yep.
I mean, how many people can actually say that they remember going to sleep with just a sheet and you would get that sheet completely wet? And wring it out so that it was damp on top of you with a fan going. So,
yeah.
I remember doing that as a kid.
Wow.
Wow. We never did that.
We were poor.
I was poor. I was broke. Yeah. I was poor, literally. We didn't have air conditioning on my house on 15th Street in South Philly, 15th and Wharton. So everybody would sleep in the front. It was a 3-story house. And we would sleep in the front room and we would hear people walking by and then we'd have a fan on blowing on all of us. The mm-hmm. entire family,
yeah.
my mother and two sisters would sleep in one room where the fan was because we couldn't afford an air conditioner.
Europeans don't normally have air conditioning. I mean, it's a yeah. rarity even into this day. So we didn't have air conditioning.
But you guys didn't know what you were missing. That's the problem is that yeah. nobody had air conditioning
right.
then. So
right.
it's not like everybody's like, well, we, you know, we had air conditioning and now we don't.
No, nobody once you get it, so. Then you can't live without
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like heroin.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's exactly like heroin.
I don't know how often.
Can we get Hunter Biden on the show and find out what the equivalency?
I think every summer I am like, thank you, Lord, for air conditioning. Thank you, so thank funny. You, thank you.
By the way, so extended hours at the libraries. They've got rec mm-hmm. centers, the pools, the spray grounds, older adult centers, and PHA senior sites. All of that. So, just a reminder, though, utility shutoffs. They're not allowed. The Philadelphia Water Department shutoffs are suspended. So basically, they're not.
Oh, how nice of
yeah.
them.
So basically, PICO, utility, they're not allowed to shut off your water, your energy because of the AC, et cetera, during a health heat emergency. So,
but as soon as this is declared, as soon as this is, when does the emergency yeah. run through dawn your gate? It starts at
Saturday.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, which of course is the 22nd.
Yeah. So the 23rd, boom, it's going off.
Boom, and then they'll come back and shut your water off if you didn't pay your bills.
Exactly.
Unless you have a renter who's no longer paying their rent, and then you're also not allowed to shut off their water or electrical.
That's a good point.
And for those of you listening in Chicago, our parks are open, says Mayor Brandon Johnson yesterday.
Thank God.
Yes.
By the way, we're still under code red for the homeless.
Oh, my God.
Code red. I got to write all these things. Yeah, code red.
Take notes. Got a code
orange
red.
Man is still bad.
And code orange. Else? Code orange air quality alert.
Oh, no. So we can't breathe.
Yeah.
How did they get all those people in the Citizens Bank Park yesterday in that deadly heat?
How many people
passed out? Do we have the body count of how many people were had to be? Somebody passed out at the White House press briefing yesterday. Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah. Karine Jean-Pierre was like, get them water.
So, since you mentioned the Phils, 5-2 Phillies. We lost to the Padres last night, but we won the series.
Yeah, so they didn't sweep.
We. What do you mean, we?
The Phils. That's why I'm wearing
What position did you play yesterday?
We. Though? You didn't see me out there?
I came into the office this morning, and I'm wearing my Phillies spring training shirt, and Tony looks at me, and he's like, we lost. Why are you
I didn't
wearing-
say we. I say they lost. I never refer to Philly teams as we.
Wow.
I've never thrown a ball. I did throw out opening pitches, and I have been on all of the surfaces going back to Connie Mack Stadium, but I never refer to anything in Philadelphia as we, except the people. We, the people of Philadelphia. In our republic for which we stand, one nation.
Under God.
Under whatever God you choose to worship.
Unless you're in Louisiana, then.
Unless you have the Ten Commandments in Louisiana. And to answer your question, I was sitting with Ranger Suarez's family, okay?
Oh,
were you there yesterday, Don?
I wasn't.
They were
No, that was great. That was great to see.
Yeah.
And a great moment. But then I saw that, and as awesome as it was, I'm thinking, here's Ranger Suarez. His wife and two kids from Venezuela are not allowed to come into the country, you know, and I jokingly wrote to John Clark on his Twitter feed, maybe they should have just walked in like everybody else instead of waiting for the visa. How come none of the political people in Philadelphia with all this clout were able to get Ranger Suarez's wife and two children into the country to watch her husband and their dad pitch until June, the middle of June in 2024? Explain to me how that is not expedited. It's not like she's a criminal, you know, and even if she were, she still could walk into the country.
It's not like her spouse isn't showing that he can afford to support them.
Exactly.
And he's paying taxes.
Aren't they not eligible for the amnesty that Biden announced the other day? Ridiculous.
Well, they were just married in the off season. So,
yeah, but they have two children together. It's not like they're a criminal, illegal aliens.
No, but
those people are welcome.
But I'm saying that they were just married in the off season, so a lot of players have their wives from other. They weren't married before. It's easier if you're married than your spouse. It's easier for them to come here.
I don't understand the rules anymore. We're going to have to explain the rules every day how That's any of true. This works.
I'll be really honest in covering baseball over the years, not just here in Philadelphia. I just always figured they didn't want the wife necessarily to be in this country because of
that's true. A lot of
Kumada.
Even guys who, even American guys, when they go on the road, they don't even want their wife on road
They're
trips
exactly.
to Baltimore.
Honey, you stay home. You don't want to travel.
It's all right. We're only going to Baltimore for the weekend. Don't worry. There's nothing to do down there. I mean, the Inner Harbor is a mess. Nobody it goes is. There anymore.
Yep.
You don't want to walk around the streets of Baltimore.
No.
It's not safe, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Don.
No, let's talk about our sponsor. Holland Floor Covering is the region's premier flooring dealer. Family operated for more than 50 years, providing exceptional service and professional installation. Visit their two showrooms in Wayne and Newtown. No charge samples, no obligation estimates. Learn more, hollandfloor.com. Seriously, keep cool today.
Yeah.
The temperatures, they say 93.
Oh,
it'll
wow.
feel like 100 plus.
It'll feel like 137.
Yeah, it's the feel like temperature. And then tomorrow we're looking at 96, upwards of 96 to 98 degrees. And then even over the weekend, especially on Saturday, we're looking
How's
at,
Nick Cale going to make it back? The wheels on this truck not only go round and round, that U-Haul is going to have melted wheels. The roads will all be melting.
I'm not sure. So he flew out yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's driving back now. I'm going to text him.
You should call in.
I'm going to text
him. Yeah, we should arrive on the road with Nick Cale.
Yeah.
Find out where he is.
Except we have to make sure that maybe he's pulled over because he gets distracted.
He does. He does. He's checking his phone. He's checking the scores. He's checking his bets. Yeah.
Then Kristen, like Mrs. Kale, is driving behind him. What are you doing?
He's swerving.
I know.
I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, me too. I am too.
It looks, as I look at the forecast, I see finally next Thursday, 1 week from today, we break the 90-degree mark. It'll be 88 degrees. So we remain in the upper 90s through Sunday, and then Monday is 92. Might get some showers, but we're still in the 90s through next Wednesday.
Unprecedented heat, the likes of which we haven't seen since like the 30s, 40s, 50s,
yes,
60s,
right.
70s growing up.
All the records, you're right. All the records, if you look at them, were in the 30s and the 1950s.
Well, coming up.
And how is it possible? I mean, the climate changed since all those years, and we're still here.
Yep.
We're still not underwater in Florida. Al Gore still has yachts. Mark Cuban still has yachts and airplanes and is worried about climate change.
Well, Governor Hochul says that we have not seen temperatures like this in our lifetime. So,
yeah.
The talking point that, if you notice, they're saying we haven't seen these sustenance, these sustained high temperatures. Yeah. So even though
like
we had highs in the 30, it might have been one day, but now we're seeing a 7 to 10 day. This is the new, I've noticed, this is the new narrative.
Yeah,
exactly. It's hot.
It's hot.
Stay cool.
Hot.
Go into the mall. I'm sorry, the malls are all closed. You used to go to the mall. Now you can't go to the mall.
Yeah.
I sound like Trump now. You know, you used to go to the mall. Now you can't go to the mall, walk around. And, you used to do that. And then you'd sit there, and then you'd check out the hot housewives who were going in. There are the women who would walk in the malls in the morning when it was cool. Do you ever do that? Do they still do that, Dawn? Do they still have the women's? It's not women. It's people walk in the mall early in the morning. Because when it's hot, they don't want to walk outside.
I don't think they do.
There are no malls left, so it doesn't matter.
We're
KOP.
The Morristown Mall is basically a place for Cooper to shelve their things, right?
Plymouth Meeting, they got KOP.
I'm trying to figure
Cooper
out
Hospital.
What you were applying there.
Oh, Cooper Hospital, yeah. What about the mall formerly known as, now it's Franklin Mills.
Franklin.
Not Foreman Mills. Yeah. No, those are just dumpy warehouse stores that you go in there and buy junky stuff from China. But those are everywhere now.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in big box stores, everything's from China. Anyway, will this newscast end anytime soon?
No.
As soon as I shut up, she can finish it up.
By the way, if anybody else out there is also a climate realist that realizes that this is cyclical and that we go through this every 50, 40, whatever years, and this is a normal thing that happens on Earth, a great follow is a guy called Chris Martz. WX. So Chris,
funny. The guy
M-A-R-T-Z.
Absolutely is.
And he's a true meteorologist. He has a degree and he
calls out every other climatologist / meteorologist who posts the apocalyptic updates every day about how we're all going to die now because it's in the 90s in most of the country.
His name is Chris Martz WX.
For weather.
But yeah, it's fantastic.
Must follow.
All right, let's step aside for 1 second. We'll come back. We have this dude that got $8,200 of his student debt paid off by the Biden administration.
Has he gotten back to us? Has he unlocked his account yet?
He has not. We will see, but we will do that on the other side. First, the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by United Tire. If you drive a car, you want it to last and not cost you a ton in the long run. Get your car to United Tire and Service. Visit one of their 10 locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Visit unitedattire.com. That's unitedattire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Let's talk about FanDuel. That's right. If you're listening, the best 60 seconds on radio is happening this morning. Right now it's 6:24 because I told you yesterday, Bryce Harper for an anytime home run. I know the Phillies lost, but he hit two. Cash those checks. I love sports. I love them so much. I never want them to stop. But the playoffs are over. The NBA playoffs are over. So we get fewer games. And you still need to keep this up, right? FanDuel lets me keep the sports going whenever I want. All I have to do is open the app and dream up bets anytime I'm in the mood. And during the summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking all customers up with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. So head over to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg, and make the most out of your summer. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT and the official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. 21 and over, present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Did you see that picture of the governor?
No.
He's holding up a falcon in front of a mansion somewhere, or yes, a castle. I think it's his house here in Florida, because nobody stays in Michigan this time of the year. And he's holding a falcon, and he says, this falcon does not have 34 indictments and like the felon right running for the White House. And
he has less felons than the...
Yeah, less felonies, and then people have been torching him. I mean, when you look like that, you have that much money, and you're that...
And
I
you
mean,
can't
even
get those
Chris topic. Christie... Chris Christie is laughing at J.B. Pritzker, a billionaire guy, yeah, who lives in mansions and is holding up a falcon on his arm, and people have put like roast turkeys on.
It's not just a mansion. It's a castle.
It's a castle. Yeah. And he's putting on, you know, people are putting like full turkeys, roasted turkeys, and then Chuck Schumer cheeseburgers on his arm.
I didn't realize all the ties he has to Epstein.
Well, who doesn't? Well, I mean, except that's... me. I haven't been there. He would have to go to Epstein Island. What woman's going to sleep with that?
Ew.
Well, any woman who likes a guy who's a billionaire and doesn't care that he's 500 pounds and 200 pounds overweight. You're right, though, Dawn. Where's the Ozempic?
Yeah. Come
Where?
On, dude.
Exactly. By the way, we have to rip Tim Cook today, the CEO of Apple. Did
Why?
You see what he wrote yesterday?
No.
So on Juneteenth, Tim Cook wrote... On this Juneteenth, we celebrate equity and inclusion, right? And he's getting cooked on that. By the way, Tim Cook, equity doesn't mean equality. How do you not know this as a guy who's worth billions of dollars? You have been able to convince people to buy your phones that cost like $20 to make in China and buy a new one for $1,000 every year. And then you're trying to talk about equity? Do you see what your stock is worth? How much do you make as the CEO of Apple? And you're going to tell people what equity is? Why can't people understand the word equity? Equity is what Robin and I will have when our house is finally built, and then it'll be worth like $1.5 million. And we will own it because we don't have a mortgage on it, and then that will be equity. That's what equity is. They're equating equality with equity, and it's not the same thing. They used equity now as the new talking point for what used to be equality, which means everybody's equal. Everybody is not equal. And so equity is the word that they want to basically say everybody's exactly the same. And we all would like to be. We're all the same. Yeah. We're human beings.
We're not all the same, though. I mean, that's the whole point of humanity, that we are all different. I like the fact that we have differences, that we are not
I understand
all...
that, but the equality is everybody should be treated equally.
That is where it should be.
Not everybody should be treated with equity. I ain't got any equity right now. I live in an apartment. I don't own anything. I don't own my truck. And by the way, my Dodge 2500 Ram.
Yeah.
It's higher than the limo that Joe Biden was trying to get into when he was leaving for Delaware. Did you see that lady? That's not a cheap fake?
Oh, yeah. Cheap fake or deep fake. I'm not sure these days, right?
Did you see Joe Biden was leaving? Now, by the way, he is now in Delaware, yeah, and will not emerge again until a week from today, the day of the debate. So for all these people who are like, oh, the media now is absolutely right. They had to appoint a task force on cheap fake videos at the White House. They now have a government task force for the basically consisting of the media, who's now looking at the videos to find out which Republican operatives are posting actual real videos of Joe Biden trying to walk into a limo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And there's a step there, and he tries to lift up, and he can't get in there. I mean, I'm 72. I'm starting to slow down. You know, I can't just jump into a truck. And by the way, my truck isn't jacked up like all these other morons who have these trucks, and then they jack them up where you need a ladder to get in. But it's still, right? It's still high to get up into.
Yeah, I'm glad that we have the handle that I can grab.
Robin and I are both tall, but Joe Biden could not even get into a limo, a Suburban, without taking like 5 minutes.
It's concerning.
I mean, it's concerning. This guy needs 7 days to prepare for a debate. What happened to cramming? You don't you wait till the night before, just cram, and then go in?
What do you think those sessions look like? What do you think those sessions look like, by the way? Who's playing Trump in the Biden debate?
I think Sean Farish. They've flown in Sean Farish down to Wilmington, and he is there pretending to be Trump.
I have a question, though.
Joe will actually believe it's Trump and then start yelling at him like he's probably going to do next Thursday night when he's jacked up or whatever they pump into him.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. So there are rules in this one where, you know, the microphone's going to be cut off and a bunch of other – they supposedly aren't going to get the questions ahead of time. Yeah, right. But they're not allowed to have notes, right?
Right.
And there's no teleprompters.
There's no nothing.
Yeah, there's no nothing.
It's just Jake Tapper with hand signals
now,
in the background.
Now, we know without a doubt that Biden does not do well without notes or teleprompters. When he goes off script, it's rambling. So how in the world is he going to get through this?
Because he'll have the questions, we'll be told to that. I guarantee you they'll know.
He can't remember it anymore.
It doesn't matter. He'll say the same things he always does. Trump will say the same things he always does. You know, you watch Joe Biden. He will be the Joe Biden that you saw at the State of the Union.
Agreed.
Or when he was in Philly in front of Independence Hall screaming.
Yep.
He'll be apoplectic. They'll have him jacked up. They're actually bringing in tanker trucks right now into Rehoboth Beach, and they're offloading gallons and gallons and gallons of Adderall or wherever else they're pumping into Joe Biden a week before the damn debate.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the other, Dawn, what are some of the other rules that they have? It's 2 minutes, right? And then there's
the
a rebuttal.
The big one is the mute. And I actually like, I've been saying this for years, the mute button.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're speaking, your mic is on and the other person's mic is muted. I have no problem with that. I think that's
a good thing.
Yes. And I actually think that this is going to work in Trump's favor because one of the criticisms I have of him whenever he's doing an interview is he tends to ramble and say and repeat the same thing over and over again when it's something, when it's a point that he's trying to get across, which I just, with my ADD, I'm like, yeah, you said that already. Let's move on.
But that's at a rally. I mean, Trump's going to do what he does. And as long as he doesn't go off the rails, and as long as he's cool, calm, and composed, and just hits Joe on, because you know there'll be talking points. Let's be honest. Jake Tapper is occasionally a journalist. He's one of those journalists who somehow every once in a while
stumbles into journalism, and then his wife reminds him
that she works for the DNC, and CNN is hardly, you know, a legit news operation for the most part. Jake Tapper has moments of journalistic integrity, and hopefully he does at the debate, and that's all people want to see, and we'll be able to tell whether or not, you know, Biden has an earpiece in or he's been coached, or, well, we know he's coached. I mean, who needs 8 days to prepare for a 90-minute address? Could you imagine if you're in school and the teacher and you're in college, hey, you got a finals, I'm going to give you 8 days to get ready for that one exam from Thursday. Who does that? Seriously.
Yeah.
Who prepares a week for 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, because I'll say this, public speaking, even what we do broadcasting, but that's different from a live audience public speaking. Think about Trump. He's been doing this. I mean, he just had the rally and Racine was, you know what I mean? He is conditioned. If you think about like a fight, you know, like a boxing match, they're working out. They have to be conditioned. Trump, you think about it, 90 minutes to get up and talk for him, and there's a heckler and he deals with them, whatever. He's totally comfortable with that. When have you seen Biden speak? And they only have two short commercial breaks. They're allegedly standing, which I can't believe that the Biden team agreed to that. They pushed for them reportedly to sit, although CNN denies that. But I just think Joe Biden's going to have a tough time. 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think the muted mic, one of the reasons I like that is I think it will put the glare on Biden because Trump's mic's going to be off, even though you can kind of hear somebody off mic. But I actually think that's an advantage for Trump because the camera will be on Biden, his microphone's on, and he'll say whatever he's going to say. But then what? How much more will he be saying? He won't finish his thought. He'll forget what he's saying. And it's going to be, I fear it'll be cruel at some point. I mean, that's how we feel. And Ms. Robin, you alluded to that earlier when you said, oh, you know, it's painful to watch sometimes.
It is. It's painful to watch somebody go. And like, when you can tell when he has that mental glitch, he goes, well, anyway, I won't go into that. I mean, that's his.
Yeah.
His
well, anyway.
One,
no joke.
Well, anyway, no. Yeah. And with Trump, I think that the fact that he's going to have the 2-minute time limit, he knows how to work within parameters. Mm-hmm. The one thing that bugs me when he doesn't have parameters is where he repeats himself. But I think that this will force him, and he knows how to stay within that limit when he has to.
I think at the end of the day, this is going to be, I just think that the majority of the country is going to tune out and they don't really care about this debate. I know
it's going to go viral, though.
I agree with that. But I just think that for the most part, people are just like, we've seen this dance before. You know, not in this
format, though. I mean, usually, you know, especially when there's the when there's seven people on stage and they're all talking over each other.
Yeah.
I mean, this will be the most controlled environment for any debate that I've ever seen, except back in the day, you know, when we used to have on 60 Minutes, they would have the point counterpoint.
Yep.
Back when you had a conservative and a liberal actually discussing things without calling each other ignorant sluts, except on the on the Saturday Night Live bit where they would do the Jane, you ignorant slut. That's what it is now. I mean, Saturday Night Live was well way ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, they would mock the actual composed and responsible and intelligent conversations between liberals and conservatives. And now it is, you are an ignorant slut. I mean, Kamala Harris went off on Joe Biden during the debates in 2020, right? Remember what she said to him?
Yep. Yep.
It's all politics.
I was that little girl, Joe, on that bus. I was that little girl.
It's just politics. It's just politics.
Yeah.
We have to get the audio drop of Bruno going, you ignorant slut.
Jane, you ignorant Robert. No, I can't say it to Robert. You're right. Now, see, that was me quoting. I believe it was Dan Aykroyd, right, who played the character.
Yes.
And he would say to Jane Curtin, Jane, you ignorant slut, when they do the point counterpoint thing. That's basically what political discussion is these days. That's what it's broken down to, right? Yes.
Jim on the YouTube chat says this will be the most watched debate in history.
Absolutely.
I will put money on the fact that it will not be.
The whole thing.
Come on, man.
Yes. But the hits.
Guys, outside of our world, like this is the election that nobody wants. I'm telling you, the majority of people nobody wants either of these candidates. Nobody.
People tune in to watch a train wreck, and everybody's expecting this to be a train wreck.
Exactly. That's why. No, I'm telling. I think you and I agree on a lot of things, but this one you're way off on. We'll make a bet. We agreed on the Bryce Harper home run prop bet yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. We were right about a lot of things we were discussing.
Yep.
But the bottom line is people will watch this because for the first time, it's the end of June. Now, a lot of people are on vacation, and you know, but it's on a Thursday night. That's smart because if it's on a Friday night, everybody's already at the Shore House with Rich Cioli and, of course, Dom Giordano because those guys live at the Shore, right?
Rich
is going to be there.
Dom will be there tomorrow for Dom Day at Mulligan Shore Bar in Wildwood from noon to 3.
I see Rich is going to be Scott down Presser. The shore, and he's going to have – Yeah. That Jimmy bum Fela. Who doesn't follow me back, Jimmy Failure.
That bum.
Hey, Jimmy. Come on, man. Where's the love?
Well, you know, I'm talking to my Democratic family, because most of my family, they're all Dems living in California.
Well, you have to be. You cannot
see the world through California.
You are not allowed in California unless you vote for Democrats.
Rose-colored glasses.
Just like Philadelphia, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to tune in because they feel like the criticisms of Biden are completely wrong, that he is completely 100% fit to be president. And they're going to tune in because they want to see me and others like me prove being proven wrong.
Proven wrong what? That we can see what our eyes that show us? See,
yeah. but they're so convinced that Biden is perfectly fine that they're going to go, yeah.
But they're not a cult. Remember, yeah. Not a cult. Not a cult.
Not a cult. We not are a cult.
We're talking about practice, man.
Yeah.
Practice is the debate. The debate basically is like a heavyweight fight where Joe Biden now has nothing other than to try to get to 90 minutes and then be declared a draw, and that makes him a winner. If it goes the distance and the judges can't decide, they'll call it a draw, and then there'll be a rematch unless Joe really, really, really poops the bed, and then they'll start figuring out who's going to be the nominee on the 4th of July, which is exactly 1 week, the next Thursday after the debate. The 27th, next Thursday, the following Thursday,
yep.
July 4th, Independence Day. Coincidence?
Hmm. Interesting.
You think this will be like Muhammad Ali v. Joe Frazier?
Oh,
yeah, except there won't be any punches thrown. It'll just be two guys. Joe Biden will be jacked up. I mean, that's the one. Is there any doubt that we're going to see the Joe Biden, the Dark Brandon from the Independence Hall event, or the State of the Union?
But he was on prompter on both of those.
Yeah, now but he was also jacked up on prompter.
He's going to be
so rehearsed that he'll start answering the question before Jake Tapper asks it.
if he remembers the questions, though.
We have to step aside real fast.
Yes.
We'll be back in just a minute, but I just wanted to say this, that Elon Musk, you guys remember when he said this?
Go yourself.
Well, yes. he explains that comment. He clarifies what he actually meant by that. Now that he's trying to woo advertisers, we'll get.
Yeah, he's not walking it back.
No,
he can't walk that back.
We will.
That's not a deep fake or a cheap fake. He really said that, I use that. I use that all the time when I respond to people who come after me.
We will get that plus much more on the other side. Tony Bruno in for Nick Kale, Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Now, of course, we're still waiting for a return phone call from Ben Kamens, who has now blocked his account because he's a coward. $100,000 a year, bragging about having his $8,200 student debt paid off.
It's unbelievable.
Which would have basically cost him $34 a month if he had been making payments like most people do when they take out a loan.
What is
14 years and he can't pay off $8,200?
You know what these are?
I pay $8,200 a week for concrete for my lot.
This is just a way of not for Biden and the Biden camp, the Democrats campaign, not to have to pay to bribe their voters. We are paying for him to be able to bribe voters.
And here's the best part of this guy. He's a Philly guy, lives in Langhorne. He works for a Democrat as a congressional aide. No, he wasn't the guy that was in the room on top of the table that one night that they filmed. Remember that story? This guy's much more zaftig than that congressional staffer. But people, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen this thread, follow at BEE. So his name is Ben Kamens, K-A-M-E-N-S. And he's at BEE, like the honeybee, BEE-K-A-M-E-N-S. And there has been nobody from Philadelphia, even like Ed Rendell, Ed Rendell was a really great mayor and a great DA. So he's not reviled like a lot of people in Philly. Mm-hmm. Like Larry Krasner doesn't get this kind of absolute beatdowns from around the country because people are here's one. Ari Friedman, who is one of those Jews, he calls himself, and he's at blue check mark. And I'm an hour 12 of working a job that objectively provides significant societal benefit so that I can pay for the student loans of a parasite like Ben. Great. I'm telling you, Ben Kamen, this is not going to be a big story in the media because the Philly media obviously is so far left. They'll be in Hawaii by the end of the day. That's how far left they are. They're not going to touch this story, but it's a story that just shows you how people who are part of the system and vote and work for the right part of the system can get away with this stuff and then get called out and never have to respond. I asked him to come on the show. He hasn't even responded. And I'm not going to, you know me, I'm fair when I have guests on. You know, in my career, I don't put guests on to try to ambush them. I wanted this guy to come on and explain how Joe Biden is responsible and how elections matter because he got his student debt canceled. People don't get their debts canceled, Benny. People, that means somebody else is paying for your debt to be canceled. You know how it works? You work in Washington for a member of Congress, and you don't know how debt relief works? Is this insane or what?
They keep making these announcements. The latest announcement was in late May. Biden-Harris administration, they approved $167 billion with a B dollars in relief for 4.75 million borrowers across the country. As they announced, this is extra. This is an additional $7.7 billion in approved student debt relief. So they've now approved a total package of $167 billion.
Exactly.
Also known as, let's see how many
that's
people
by votes. Yeah, that's by votes. By the way, coming up in the next hour, I want to get into the latest. Because when I was doing the morning show on the old WCAU 1210 back in 1990, I would do a weekly segment on government waste. Now I would have the guy on who would, back then, you know, we were complaining about $20 hammers that the government was buying and toilet seats and how much they paid for that stuff. We have now the absolute most insane ways your government and my government, too, are wasting money and getting zero results for the money of our tax dollars being wasted on all these feel-good projects that produce zero results. And as a taxpayer, regardless of what political party you follow, candidate you follow, party you're in, as a taxpayer, to not be outraged at what the government has done just in the last couple of weeks is beyond human confrontation, comprehension. And if you think this is good, then you must be getting free money every single day. Because nobody who pays taxes can be happy about this kind of absolute incompetence by your federal government.
And why can't they then? We all have debt. I mean, what's the difference between student loan debt and your credit? You mentioned your credit card debt.
Yeah.
Tony and Ms. Robin.
Because the Joe Biden credit card companies that he helped build in Delaware are the ones collecting 30% interest. Do you realize that Joe Biden and his late son, Beau, were the people in charge of setting up all these credit card companies that emanate from Delaware? From Wilmington, look at your credit card. Most of these banks are based, and these credit card companies are based in Wilmington, Delaware. So Joe Biden, who's giving relief to people who vote for him, are ignoring the people who are now an absolute debt hell because they have to put everything on a card because they can't afford to make their payments. People are in the worst credit card debt in the history of this country. Everybody, average people. Even rich people can pay it off and not worry about it. But the average, everyday Tom, Dick, Harry, and Jane, they have to pay those credit card bills. And if they don't, they get banged with 20, 30% interest every month.
It's insane. I mean, I remember looking at credit cards 20, 30 years ago and trying to find the lowest rate. And if anything that was like 19% was high, that was like really high. You could get like 14, 12. Now the average is 25 and most of them are like 29.9%.
Exactly.
That's insane.
And people ignore that when they get their credit card. When I look at my credit cards, I always look at the interest paid and then I want to, you know, go out and jump out of a window.
All right, it's
you have to pay it. It's the you have to pay it. If the meter keeps running, it doesn't stop.
It's the top of the 7 o'clock hour. We will get to Dawn's news at the top of the hour. Plus, Elon Musk explaining the
go f- yourself
and the Kutchy coming up in 45 minutes. We'll get to all of that on the other side. Stay there.
Start your day with Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.